Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Relive this moment.
Why the hell would you want to do that?
Podcasts are available now at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Plus, you can find the Todd and Tyler podcast in iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
All pass guy got back to us.
Yes. You can get into that right now if you want.
That turned out to be like best case scenario.
Yeah, we've been waiting 2 days. And it was small town. Not Boone, Iowa. Boone County, Nebraska. Todd didn't even know where that was. Mr. Map over here.
I don't.
Map.
Mr. I'm Map.
Well, in the old days, he was Mr. Map. Now he's Mr. Google. You know, still Map.
Yeah.
He used to pull out the actual maps.
It was just
take
a little more time.
Oh, he'd roll them out, man. He really did. He'd have the kind you drove around your car with back in the day.
Well, this is a guy
he
who
pulled
used...
out of his briefcase and opened it up on the air with us.
Didn't he used to keep an atlas next to the toilet?
Yes, he did.
Just for browsing.
Yeah. For perusing purposes. Who doesn't do
poop
that?
Poop stains all
normal
over that.
Normal people everywhere.
I'm so thankful for the map on the phone. Because even, you still have to have a map in the car.
Right, right.
Or something you printed off. But with that, you still have to know which direction you're headed.
Right, right.
A guy with no sense of direction, that's a top. Like, you think we're going to the right or the left? Who knows?
Especially, I know there's a sunset sort of thing. But if you're driving through the flatlands of the plains... You don't know sometimes.
Yeah.
Like,
or if it's night.
At night. Where's the moon at? Well, it doesn't really matter, does it?
Okay. Am I going to die in this field?
Boone County is about 45 minutes west of Columbus, Nebraska.
All right.
You've been there. Albion is the county seat of Boone County.
So west, okay.
100 miles west of here.
Wonder how he hears us. You know? He obviously must have picked us up somewhere online.
Podcast.
It could be a podcast.
Yeah, it must be a podcast.
They have the internet there.
It says it's where he was raised. Is that where he lives now?
Don't know. Sounds like it. I'll get to it here. Hello, gentlemen. Just got done listening to the show Tuesday. Wasn't aware that this would be a big topic.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see if I can go through
and
answer.
Made a whole day of it.
All right. Some of your questions that you asked on the show. I played D2, basketball and soccer. 6'2", 200 pounds.
All right.
That's an old Dan Patrick bit, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a really great
bit. That was his best bit.
Yeah, that's a great bit, yeah. By the way, we have the same agent, by the way.
Did you see Dan Patrick?
I knew we had the same agent.
We
yeah.
share the same agent.
Yeah, we do, yeah. I think he's probably more important to Paul than we are.
Although,
you think?
A little better paycheck.
Yeah, a little better paycheck coming in from him.
Although, from Boone, Iowa. That was Tyler Walsh's speculation.
Right.
I was raised in Boone County, Nebraska. And yes, it's as small as it sounds. Every little town out there, all the same. We're the same people rotating through. All under 500
people.
Talk
about that, rotating through. Yeah, just everybody just banging each other,
right,
man.
Somehow, everyone's all related to one another in some way.
Yeah, obviously, because everybody's just, the semen's been everywhere, so that's impregnating everything, right?
Mm-hmm. How this situation came about, my wife and I.
Isn't that how it works?
Yeah, have talked for years. This is a hall pass guy now.
Yeah, apparently he was getting the hall pass, and she wasn't, according to first email.
Yeah.
Right.
We have always thought the idea of sharing would be exciting.
Right.
I'm more interested and ready for sex than she is, but her sex life is good, very active and exciting. I gave her a hall pass a while ago, and she found a douche and didn't follow through after she got to know him better.
Well, that douche blew it, huh?
There you go. Yeah, that's if you're trying to get laid, don't let a woman get to know you better.
No, not at all. Not at all.
That'll never help.
You got to keep up the charade.
Right.
If she chose you, just do it.
Yeah.
Kind of turned her off to the idea. Now she's offering me this same opportunity.
But she didn't do it. She didn't follow through.
And mentioned if I find the right girl.
The guy won't care if the girl's a pain in the ass.
I can bring her home for us to share. So maybe he'll be a little better judge of character.
Yeah.
So it's a hall pass with a possibility of a threesome upgrade.
Yep. That's what it sounds like.
I'd try her out first before I brought her home. You know, just to make sure she'd be on.
Yeah. If you
I think this will work.
Yeah. Want pictures I can include too.
Yes.
What the hell?
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Want pictures. Not of his body. He's 6'2", 200. We got that.
But that puss would like that.
True, but it's a whole different email.
No Deadpool name yet, but in honor of the story you did on the retirement home strippers, I don't remember that story.
Oh, I haven't
somewhere
yeah.
in
yeah.
like Thailand or yeah. something. Yeah, some yeah. Asian, right. Southeast Asian country.
He wants to use the name Grinding on Granny, so he
go ahead,
get
man.
That copyrighted
you probably
right
have.
Now.
In a small town like that, you probably somebody probably already has, you mm-hmm. know, since everybody's just mixed going, everybody's going through, you know. That's it's very yeah. Boone County-ish.
Okay, so
another bad time.
We
got to
throw a lot of our speculation out the window. So they're okay with their sex life. They're just looking for, you know, someone to join them. Apparently,
how the guy yeah. who was the dude? Well, like I said, when he hears this again, who was how'd the douche blow it?
By being a douche,
yeah, yeah.
just
you know?
Being douchey.
Yeah. yeah.
Well, and he had to be particularly douchey if she didn't just not only want to not bang him, just like I'm not going to bang anybody,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he soured her on the whole idea.
Right. The guy wouldn't. I met this girl, she'll do it, and she's kind of a douche, but what happened? Well, we did it.
Yeah. right, yeah.
We just didn't good. Talk much.
Right.
She's really crazy, kind of nuts, but yeah, we did it. Yeah.
But
I got
sex
the hall,
was okay.
I got the hall pass, yeah. That was it. Got the hall pass.
That would be harder in a small town.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's something you got to go to the big city for.
Yeah, Manhattan.
For example.
Kansas.
Yeah. Exactly. Let's clarify that. Because that's the big city. If you're from Washington, Kansas, the big city is Manhattan, Kansas, where you head on down and get laid.
No, anybody that's lived in small town knows you can't do anything on the down low in a small town. Everybody knows what's going on.
Oh, of course.
You can't do anything.
Well, in some of those small towns, if somebody walks to somebody's house, like 70 people see it.
Yeah.
yeah. And they talk about it.
And that's
did
the,
you see? Yeah. They go, oh, yeah, I saw him walking across the street over to.
And those 70 place. People constitute 60% of the town.
Exactly. And they tell 70 people, and then it's over.
Yeah, and then it's done.
Right. And now it's not better than word of mouth. You can get on your little neighborhood app.
Oh, yeah.
Gossip on that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have
never
to go
seen,
over
seen,
to the wind tunnel.
I've never seen that stuff allowed on there. Have you seen that, Nick? Anybody see Jim's husband walk over to Susie's house, you know?
No.
Yeah, that would
it's
be-
more, why does this grocery store do this? And I'm like, oh, you people.
Would people just slow down? Slow right. down.
If but that's your kid, yeah. teach them how to yeah. drive.
You know there's at least like a group text between neighbors
oh,
going,
yeah.
oh, my God,
oh,
you see? You know,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah, yeah.
I lived in small towns pre-technology, and everybody knew everybody's business.
That's right.
It's only gotten easier.
Yeah. Oh,
you know
yeah.
that.
You're right. There's got to be a group text from the church.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the church ladies all you know, gossiping about whoever did what. I mean, that honestly, that was one of my favorite things about moving and going to college. Anonymity.
Yeah, nobody knew who.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody knew me. Nobody cared.
Nobody knew who Jazz Hands was walking down the
nope.
campus at UNO, right?
Nope.
Isn't that kid in the grocery store? Nope, nothing.
Yeah.
That was good for you, man.
I loved it.
You became a new person, man.
Oh,
right.
Not going to fall from a scaffolding today.
I experienced the same thing.
Yeah.
Walking through the campus, Morehead State University.
Morehead.
Nobody knew that I used to carry a briefcase.
From any school, yeah.
Fresh start.
They had no idea.
Did you at least upgrade to a backpack?
Backpack.
Yeah, you know, I think it was the point where you just carried your book.
No, I remember when I first went to college, I finally got a backpack.
Oh, did you?
But in high school, we never wore backpacks, right?
Backpack.
Yeah.
Well, they're standard issue now.
Exactly.
No, I don't look at the neighborhood app. Christy does.
My wife does. Yeah, my wife does sometimes, too. Yeah, to find out, you know, what's happening.
She's feeling badly right now because Lindsey Buckingham canceled his show like a couple hours before it was supposed to happen in Green Bay last night.
Did he realize he was in Green Bay and said, wow, why am I
that
here?
Could have been it.
Yeah.
But, you know,
I'm where?
She hopes that nothing bad happens.
Yeah,
to
I hope
him
so, too. Yeah.
Because, you know,
oh, you got to see him.
One of the
oh,
last
you
Tom
killed Petty. You killed Petty.
Oh, God.
No, this is her.
Oh.
This would be her because this goes back to Stevie Ray Vaughan at Alpine Valley.
Oh, she saw the show
she
before?
She was there?
She was there, and the story is she gave up her seat on the helicopter to Stevie Ray Vaughan.
So she was Waylon Jennings in that bit.
Right.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's a little known fact I never knew about.
Nobody
her.
Talks about that part of the story.
Nope, you never hear that.
The young blonde gave
you
up her seat
right.
to see.
When was that? That was early 90s.
87. 90.
No,
90,
no.
90.
Was it 90? Okay.
Yeah, so I think 90. Yeah.
Because I remember where I was living
talked
at the time.
About, I know where I was doing too at the time. Yeah.
Was she staying there to, you know, make out with Terry Francona a little longer or what?
I don't know that he was anywhere in the neighborhood.
That's right. She sucked face at Terry Francona. Not recently. When he was he was a young stud.
Not since Todd.
Not
in his Guardian shirt.
Yeah.
No, that was when he was a young stud college guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he played at the University of Arizona.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's the guy with the lineup card?
And the gut.
How you do him.
Who's your guy with the lineup card and the gut?
Yeah. I met that
you
dude.
You should go as Francona, by the way, for Halloween.
He was a Montreal Expo when I met that guy.
Yeah.
I was hanging out above the dugout in San Diego.
And you were kissing cousins.
All by myself.
Not Wiener, right? Just kissing, right?
And got autographs and talked with Gary Carter, the late Gary Carter.
And you'd suck face with him before. So.
Oh, I wish. Yeah. I wish I had.
Also, you mentioned, Nick, you mentioned this yesterday, because I saw that horrible woman on TV here, the chick running for re-upping the governor in Iowa.
Kim Reynolds.
Yeah, she hates
you on. You got to be more specific.
You're right.
Say that horrible woman.
Yeah, but she's running. Basically, her platform is trans kids are the devil, right?
It's awful.
We had a nice email from a guy that's a dad of a trans kid. You got that, Todd?
Yes.
I want to share this because, people that are worried about other people's choices in life are the worst.
Yeah. Not about you.
No.
Yeah, and don't make life harder on.
Well, listen to the
somebody's
story.
Life is hard.
Everything's okay now, but it's also a sad story.
Believe it or not, Nick inspired me to reach out to you.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
I don't believe it.
Been listening to you since about the beginning.
1993, yeah.
He said it must be tough having a transgender kid. That's what Nick said.
Right.
His son.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
He transitioned junior year in high school, right. Now 18.
That's probably last year then, yeah.
Now I'm confused about, is he?
He's a boy now.
Okay.
Yeah. Transitioned to.
Yeah, when you read that, okay. He's a boy now.
To male, yes.
Everyone accepts him, so it's cool, but still hard for us. He doesn't have any friends, works full-time. His coworkers accept him and love him for his hard work ethic. He's happy with his decision. Hardest part for me is going to the bathroom in public. I truly appreciate you guys giving me hope and wanted to reach out because it is not easy. He's a shy person. I would hope someday he can make friends, but it's not easy for him. You guys truly make a difference, and I appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate you listening, and yeah, hopefully your kid will be fine. He's got to probably move. But yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Although Puss has a lot of friends, he's got balls and a vagina.
Well, it really bugs me when
it's horrible, isn't it?
Demonize a group of people who have it hard to begin with.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Republicans do now.
Right.
Not just the right.
They pile on.
The party, man.
Yeah.
They just pile on.
Right.
Because it's easy.
It is easy. You're not like me. You know?
Right.
Yeah, her ad is men are men, boys are boys, and girls are girls. Blah, blah, blah. And I have a cross hanging from my neck because I'm a horrible woman.
Right. And these people, they're strong enough to be willing to put up with all this crap just to be who they are.
Exactly. The decisions the tough decision they have to make to do that.
Yeah. And to know that there's going to be an onslaught of just
horrible
hate.
Right.
And there's not a group of people lecturing them saying, you got to do this.
Right.
Right.
There's no indoctrination going on.
Oh, I've heard that from some parents.
I don't know where that comes from.
Idiot parents that don't understand how things work, you know. But you know what? That's wanted to get that email out there. So thank you for listening, buddy. I appreciate that.
Did you see the other one that we got yesterday that gave a little kudos to Nick while we're giving
kudos to Nick? Okay, which one's this?
It feels weird.
About this time yesterday.
It's a trap.
We were talking about the the alcohol deaths.
Yes.
We got an actual doctor.
Oh, we did?
Checked in.
Oh, cool.
I think it was right after the show yesterday.
Yeah, it was ages 20 to 49, 1 in 5 is alcohol-related deaths, and then 20 to 64 is 1 in 8. So Todd and I figured once you hit 50, once you hit 49, Your liver gets used to it and can process it better.
Right.
That's probably wrong.
He checked in. He said, great reporting, on, as always, on alcohol news.
As always.
Alcohol accounts for a greater proportion of deaths in young people for a few reasons. He said, some do hit it really hard and die of acute alcohol hepatitis. Very small number.
Yeah.
A lot are related to motor vehicle accidents. Firearms, alcohol, things like that. You know, alcohol-induced accidents.
Okay, got it.
But he said, by far the biggest reason is young people don't die as much from other stuff. When you hit 50, heart attack, smoking, obesity, cancer, that starts taking you out more frequently.
Right. All right.
He said alcohol is still a major player, and the stats reflect an increase in other causes of death other than a decrease in the impact of alcohol.
So his suggestion is hit 50 and just start pouring it on, man. All right.
Sure.
Yes.
He said, as for Tyler's evergreen question on binge drinking, if you're looking for insight beyond Nick's masterful taco analogy, bravo, Nick. Bravo, Nick.
That was a good analogy.
Really making progress since the pasteurized debacle.
It was a debacle.
And then he sent us
people thought you were dumb after that.
Well, what a
Colin was bad enough, but the
he sent us a link on some light reading on the effects of binge drinking that I just didn't have the...
I didn't click on it.
No, I didn't have the heart.
It's probably a big, long study.
Yeah. I'll have a glass of wine.
If he prefaces it as light reading.
Yeah.
I'll have a glass of wine tomorrow night tonight and read that.
That's the hookah-smoking caterpillar checking in.
That's a doctor, too?
Yeah.
He's a doctor?
He's an actual physician.
Excellent.
I love that the hookah-smoking caterpillar is a doctor. The last thing I'm thinking when you're reading through Deadpool names is, I bet that's a physician.
Did you see...
Oh, this is one of them peer-reviewed studies that are really difficult to read.
Yeah, you almost need to. That's a whole other language you have to know.
You got to be in the business.
Yeah.
Yeah, to understand these.
Or have a desire to understand it.
There's links to lots of these on Reddit. Studies, peer-reviewed studies, actual research.
Right.
Not looking stuff up on Google, but
asking your buddy.
Research. And
we don't want facts, Todd.
It takes a long time to read and dissect. And
we don't want facts.
Boil it down. Yeah, and to translate into English.
Yeah, those are tough.
Translate to dumb guy.
Yep.
Somebody sent me some map nerd, and we were discussing that part of Yellowstone where they drop the bodies.
Yeah. You were saying there's no county that has no bodies.
There's no county that doesn't have any people.
But he says something about, they call it the train station, too, don't they? I'd take you to the train station. Now, they haven't murdered anybody on that show in a couple of years. So, I mean,
right, they're due. Yeah.
That's one of their own.
Apparently, there's along the border, because Yellowstone is in the northwest corner of Wyoming.
All right.
And sneaks into a little bit of Montana and a little bit of Idaho. Mm-hmm. And there's some kind of undefined zone.
Yellowstone, the park.
In and around the Yellowstone Park, National Park. But it's awfully convoluted. I'll have to study it today.
Okay.
I think they're betting on the fact that most people will just go along with the fact that Montana's kind of desolate, and there's probably some places where people don't go a lot.
No, it's going to stay desolate as long as John Dutton's in charge.
As I understand it, if you follow the dialogue in the show, they're going to a part of Wyoming. That's where the train station is.
Oh, okay.
Where they're dumping bodies because there's no law enforcement, because there are no people.
Do they say
in
Wyoming?
This particular
they don't say
county.
Wyoming on that show.
I don't remember.
I thought so.
By the way, they'd hate you on that show, Todd, because you're a rich skier going to town.
Oh, sure.
They hate you.
Yeah, and isn't Wyoming more desolate than Montana? Don't they have the lowest population density of any state?
Wyoming?
That's a low bar.
I thought it was Wyoming.
Probably not, because Montana is big.
And I thought Wyoming had they were the lowest amount of people per square mile.
That's entirely possible, because there's not a lot of people in Wyoming.
Todd said that about a girl we just saw on that page. Her name is Montana.
Yeah.
She is big.
I like
and
MMA
available.
And pizza.
MMA and pizza, looking for a real man.
And you.
And elbows to the face.
I no longer go to those really expensive resorts they're building up around Yellowstone.
Man.
That's a $300 lift ticket right there.
Okay. I guess I should have figured this one out. Alaska is actually the lowest population by a damn sight. But number two and number three on that list, in order, Wyoming and Montana.
Okay. And so Wyoming is worse then?
Yes.
Okay.
Wyoming has just under 6 people per square mile. And Montana has about 7.5.
Oh, so Montana's busier.
Those both sound pretty nice. Yeah.
And then from there, there's quite a big jump up to North Dakota and South Dakota, which are in the 11s. So those three states are by far the most desolate states
Wyoming
out there.
Wyoming probably has a half dozen towns, if that, that are more than 10,000 people.
Do all those rich people like Letterman and people like that that live in Montana or have places there, do they stay there throughout the winter?
No, because they're...
No, I think they go back. That's their summer
They're
home.
Not natives. Okay. They have to pay more taxes.
That's
now,
their little
a new episode
summer yet. Playground.
Making them pay more taxes.
Yeah.
John Dutton is, man.
Uh-oh.
Montana in the winter doesn't seem like a place you want to just hang out.
I think they shoot Letterman in the next episode.
No!
they should do that. They talk about rich people flying into the area and ruining it for
them. Ted Turner, doesn't he own a big chunk up there?
Yeah, but he's actually a native, though. So
Ted Turner owns
let him go.
Bunch of Nebraska, too.
Yeah.
No, I think they murder David Letterman in the next episode, starring David Letterman.
Well, I'm out this season, then. Going to watch him kill Letterman.
Pretty sure Brokaw has a property not far from Letterman.
Isn't Brokaw dead?
Timberlake's out there, too.
Oh, you can kill him, right? Yeah.
I think he has a place out there. Yeah.
Does Timberlake belong to that Yellowstone Club?
He's probably in the coolest one.
Of course he is, Nick. Relax. Don't compare yourself to Justin Timberlake.
No, I'm not. He just pisses me off.
Every time. Yeah. No matter what you do in life, you can't compare yourself to other people because it's all about you, Nick.
Right. Keep that up. You're going to have an awkward sex dream about him.
Peyton Manning.
I'll be him and Peyton Manning. Yeah,
airlocking you.
All right. I thought you said we were going to Paris.
Who do you want in front, by the way?
You're right, Nick.
If you had to choose.
That's tough.
Yeah. Who's hanging out by your head? If you're getting airlocked by Peyton Manning and Justin Timberlake, this is for the guys, by the way, not for you ladies.
Asking the tough questions this morning.
We are. Getting airlocked by Peyton Manning and Justin Timberlake, Nick. You have to choose because it's going to happen. Who's in front? Who's behind you?
I don't know. I would say you'd want Peyton Manning in the back so you didn't have to look at him, but then he's so cheesy that he'd probably make some quarterback joke like, I'm back here.
Oh, good point.
Used to this view.
Yeah, Omaha. Taking snaps.
Omaha, and, okay.
Right.
So Peyton would be in front then.
I'd probably put him in front because that way if he started to piss you off, you could just clamp down and bite, be like, knock it off.
Okay. Apparently, you've thought about this.
Yeah.
I hadn't.
Well, I told him, I texted him last night. I said, I'm going to bring this up tomorrow. So think about this. Think about this.
And you are right, Nick.
It's all scripted, by the way.
Timberlake and Jessica Biel have a place. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner.
This
Jeff
is all
Bridges,
in Montana, right?
Montana. Lewis, Dennis Quaid, Michael Keaton.
They got to make an appearance.
Are these all Yellowstone clubbers?
Says they own property in Montana.
The state. Okay.
They got to bring Beth in. Kick their ass, man.
Yeah.
In a real storyline,
You hopefully ain't from around here.
Huey Lewis slide. He's cool.
Yeah, he is. And he's got a big dong, apparently. So
yeah.
And he can't sing anymore, so he's just going to be hanging out there.
With his big dong.
Hanging.
All right. That was we went everywhere with that one.
Yeah,
things got weird.
Right. Even for this show, that was all over the board.
It up with Huey Lewis's big dong.
Perfect. Anticipate the worst and hope for the best. Optimism's a big letdown. But this is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire. Podcast found on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and always free at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.